and sometimes how we intend to be back next week. We intend to settle some of these issues. I sort of made a promise to Ed, KC2PYT, that I'm going to do some calculations just to show him how unnecessary it is for him to worry about. Let me try this. I'm going to do a calculation of how unnecessary it is for him to worry about the radio frequency biohazard of any reasonable ham radio. Like, he's probably going to set up a 2-meter or a 450 antenna, and he's worried about what happens if he goes between 50 and 51 watts, where he crosses the threshold that, by the so-called new FCC standards, you're supposed to do a calculation of how safe it is. And we're going to find out that any reasonable spacing from an antenna at any reasonable amount of power is super safe. He could only be pushing his luck a little bit if the antenna was at eye level and he's radiating 100 watts into the antenna and people are able to walk in front of the antenna a foot away and stay there for 6 solid minutes, because the U.S. standard for biohazard is how much radio energy did you suck up in 6 minutes. Remember I told you guys that when you have a high gain antenna, it becomes safer and safer. Let me drop it. When you go to Mike Number 2's website, Mike Number 2 is K1MJM, but you go to his website by going to LimarkTechNet.com. You'll see an article in there by K2LIW in which I calculated the great big 150-foot diameter dish with a megawatt of power going into it on Kwajalein Island. So some of the guys brought to my attention what happened at Kwajalein Island on this very long range over the horizon radar that was doing safety measurements on Kwajalein Island during the right after the World War II. And so I did a calculation of how close you can be to that dish and be safe. And because the dish has high gain, it becomes safer because most of the energy misses you. So the specifics of that kind of a calculation, you can find it on that website in that particular article. Okay, and remember also you've got WB2GXM, Rich, who made this offer to us. You go to his QRZ.com website, and you mail him a self-addressed stamped envelope. He will give you this beautiful wallet-sized booklet in folded up form that tells you all of the 16 steps of how to program a Baofeng or Wuxian radio from the front panel. So WB2GXM has that offer because he printed those up on very nice paper at his printing press. Bye-bye, you all. Be kind to each other. And I'll be giving you guys some more information that we discovered about oil burners. I'll be giving you that next week. I mean, the people who think that oil burners are noisy, smelly, and expensive, and unpleasant, there's a bunch of reasons why they think that, and if you're using them correctly, with good ham radio practices, all of that goes away. Let me drop this. John and I just...
thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
Thank you. set tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.